Although I don't spend much time or thought justifying astrology to others, I was struck by a comment someone left on my blog. The person is actually an astrologer, or so it would seem, and the comment was a promotion for what he considered to be true astrology, in contrast to what I and many others practice. At least that seemed to be the intent of his rather long statement. It did prompt me to reflect on the validity of astrology and my emphasis on this show and on the show that I host upon the fundamentals of all astrology, the planets and the aspects or relationships between and among them. If you have any acquaintance with this ancient art and science, you know how complex it can be. There exist innumerable variables and an array of techniques to slice and dice all sorts of charts. It can be confusing, as well as daunting if you are trying to learn astrology. While I will admit to having explored a significant portion of its range, including the study of Vedic astrology and its vast repository of knowledge, I find that a thorough grasp of the basics can provide 80 to 90% of the information needed to give a useful reading. The additional detail that other methods, techniques, zodiacs, etc. offer can indeed pinpoint exact conditions and even events before they occur when interpreted by a highly skilled astrologer. However, I prefer to honor the free will we all possess, as well as the limits under which we can exercise it. The basics of astrology are excellent at describing those limits or the conditions that define each of our lives, and it is a personal choice for each of us to decide how we deal with those conditions, shown by the planets and the aspects between them. I pay most attention to the squares, oppositions, and conjunctions, which I treat almost as one aspect rather than separate ones. I do so because these are the aspects that tend to represent the impulse to change or to make a decision, regardless of which aspect is involved. In your natal chart, squares, oppositions, and certain conjunctions between planets show the challenges in your life. These are what motivate you, hopefully to grow and to work on yourself. When an outer planet like Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, or Pluto makes one of these aspects by transit to a natal planet in your chart, you likely will change in some way, based on the natal planet involved, during the time of the transit. How you will change, or what decision you actually will make, is up to you. But it is these strong aspects between planets that tend to manifest and can be predicted. While an exact prediction may be possible by an astrologer who has mastered the intricacies of his or her craft, it narrows the options for the individual concerned and restricts the possibility to break free of limitations. I'm opposed to that and support your ability to find your own way as I find mine.